And now, Anna and Raven's Middle Schooler News.
Every week, another middle schooler joins us, and they share the three biggest news stories. Today, it's Ariana. Ariana, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Bethany.
Okay, you want to give a shout-out to your school?
Yeah, so I'm a seventh grader at Stoller Middle School.
Beautiful.
Seventh grade was awesome, Anna.
Yes.
You've heard me say it before. I had a great time in seventh grade.
Do you want to say hello to anybody?
Yeah, I'd like to give a shout-out to my brother.
What's up, brother? How old's your brother?
I think he's 10 now.
Oh, good.
Well, yeah, I think so.
He's getting so big.
Yeah.
Did you guys start school yet?
Yeah. Actually, yesterday was my first day of school.
Oh,
well, that's
wonderful.
Why the energy is still really big right now, right?
How'd it go?
Yeah.
How'd it go?
It was okay.
All right. We'll take that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mixed bag. Did you get lost? Were you able to find all your classes? That's a big one.
Yeah. All my classes are kind of like in the same area. Mm-hmm. So it was pretty easy, actually.
Well, Ariana, we're very excited to have you. Can you give us the first story of the three biggest of the week?
Of course. So my first story is a new species of snake named after a rock star. Scientists have found a new species of snake in New Guinea. The scientific name is Lilapis slashy, after Slash, a famous guitarist from the band Guns N' Roses.
Nice.
A scientist chose this name because Slash has a lifetime interest in reptiles.
I did not know that.
No.
Slash, if you're not aware, Ariana, also has like a glistening kind of like oily look to him too.
And they look like a snake.
I mean, he does. He looks like he's a little bit slippery, right? Yeah. I mean, be honest. Look at those photos there. Is he sweaty? Is he grimy? I don't know. He's very rock and roll.
That snake also has a lifetime addiction to top hats.
That's
a big thing. Do you know anything about Guns N' Roses, Ariana?
Not really.
That's probably best. That's probably safest, right?
All right, go ahead. Give us that second biggest news story.
Okay, so next we have a new world record recently announced by an Australian man named Angus Johnstone. He set a new Guinness World Record for the longest time flying a kite. Angus flew his kite for 26 hours, 15 minutes, and 15 seconds.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. I know. He used the challenge to raise money for charity towards education and healthcare in Myanmar. Myanmar is the place where he once lived, taught, and met his wife.
That's wonderful.
My dad was a big kite flyer.
Really?
Yeah, he had stunt kites and high-flying kites. I had never had any idea that there was different types. And I remember that when we would fly these kites, like some of these would be hundreds of feet up in the air.
Yep.
You had to have a serious like rope. Like it was like a twine almost.
Have you ever flown a kite, Ariana? It's like a lost art.
I think I did once, like at the beach.
Yeah, the beach is the best place.
Good spot for it.
Yeah, to fly a kite.
Mm-hmm.
All right, give us that third biggest story of the week, girl.
So finally, we have a raccoon crashes the Mets game and scores a free hot dog. During the Mets game last week, a raccoon was spotted reaching through the hole in the stadium seats, trying to grab leftover peanut shells. A fan then decided to give it a leftover hot dog, and the raccoon pulled the entire hot dog into its hiding spot.
Why?
A video of the hungry raccoon quickly spread across the internet. And the Mets won the game 4-2 against the Padres. But some fans say the raccoon was the real winner that night.
You know, when an animal does this, pops up on the screen, runs across the field or whatever, and they end up winning the game, like that becomes a symbol, right? So if that raccoon plays his cards right and he just stays in that area, he's probably going to eat pretty well for a while.
Yeah.
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 That is a full-looking raccoon right there.
That's the rally raccoon. That's what that's got to be, right? Rally raccoon.
My husband will tell you, now that you've fed it a hot dog, it lives there. It's never going to leave you alone. It'll be there every single day looking for more hot dogs.
Well, if they keep winning.
Well, you did such a wonderful job today, Ariana. Thank you so much for being our middle schooler of the week.
Yeah, of course. Thank you for having me.
It's going to be a great school year. Good luck.
Thank you.
If you're a middle schooler or you have a child who's a middle schooler that would like to join us on the air, sign them up at annaandraven.com.